Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Yes! All right! Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Oh my gosh, what a great show we are going to have for you tonight! Oh, how sweet Strange got me my good old friend, my good friend Cajon.
We almost forgot it.
Almost. She had to drive back and get it real quick.
You know us, woman drivers. Happy New Year's, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Happy New Year.
And this Cajon has quite the story to tell you. But it won't talk. So you're going to have to wait for it.
You're going to have to wait.
No, but today, one of the stories we're going to talk about is the last Friday. You got to tune your guitar right now, really.
Keep going. It's okay. Just pretend like I'm not even here.
That's really difficult to do. The last Friday of 2019, it was fantastic. Camelia and I, we attended a Grammy-nominating party for Amy Gilliam, who is from Hawaii.
When was that? Uh-huh.
No, uh-huh. You were there.
I was there.
We were invited by the wonderful Priscilla Leone, who has a Question Reality podcast on LA Talk Radio. Thank you very much for the invite once again. And it took place at none other than Jamie Foxx's house.
What? Are you kidding me? And you didn't tell me about this.
You were there. You were there.
Are you sure I was at Jamie Foxx's show? At his house, right? That yes. Was Jamie Foxx?
Yes, that was you.
Oh, man. Blew my opportunity.
It was the last Friday of 2019, and it was great. Now, it is 2020.
2020 already.
Can you believe it?
I can't. I cannot believe this.
But we're going to go ahead and discuss the story behind Jamie Foxx playing on the Chameleon's Cajon, which we have video at the Strange Chameleon Show on Instagram, if you guys want to check it out. It's pretty funny, though. Story behind it, of course. It's the Strange Chameleon Show, what you expect. But I cannot believe we're in a new decade. Oh my gosh. There you go, setting up. It's funny. Okay, so this is the thing. The Chameleon carries this stupid GoPro. He took it. We actually attended the Rose Parade for the first time ever. New Year's Day. I've lived in LA, born and raised. I always wanted to go, and I never really had the chance. There was always something. Oh, I'm too tired, because when you stay up late to, you know, welcome the New Year's, it makes it extra more difficult to wake up the following morning.
Yeah, it does.
So we finally went. We had a very quiet and peaceful, most importantly, peaceful New Year's Eve night, right?
Yeah.
Safe, of course. And we finally attended the Rose Parade with a few of our friends, which was awesome. Now, you took this GoPro and you made me carry this damn thing. And I had a few other things to carry because we had to walk like four blocks.
Here it goes. Let's hear it.
And 5 minutes in, after recording, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? What do you do
with it? What did you do? Oh, sorry, wrong button.
What did you do with it?
I...
GoPro.
The GoPro, we filmed it.
No!
We filmed some events.
Shut it off. You shut it off after 5 minutes. And you go, nah, I'm not going to use this.
We just didn't get that the right angle.
He uses this GoPro sometimes to record our episodes, and he doesn't do absolutely anything with them.
Hey, I'm a busy man. I work hard for my money, and you know, my editor was calling out sick all the time, and it's just you know, now I got to do everything myself. Kind of overwhelming me, but.
You should just sell this darn thing.
No, it's a great invention.
No, it's not.
And I enjoy it. I record my sessions.
The quality is horrible. You're better off using a cell phone.
Even the cell phones sometimes aren't very good.
Well, at least you can get audio. There's no audio.
These aren't meant for audio. They're more for visual, and you put music in the background usually. It's not meant for like a good audio system.
I call it, you know what I call it, you guys? I call it a waste of money.
It's not a waste of money.
Yes, it is.
No, it's a great, yeah, it's a waste of money. But it's fun to just have it around and video record some things and moments because it gets that wide angle shot of things and I think it's pretty cool. So.
No. Not at all.
Especially, hey, you guys wait and see. I'm going to put a little compilation together. It's going to be awesome.
I won't hold my breath.
You should. Please hold your breath.
That's funny. But how was your week, Chameleon?
My week was good.
We have to hydrate excuses while we take a sip of this... Signature Select purified drinking water. Thank you very much.
Well, my week was good. Got a lot of things accomplished.
Okay.
And it's a new year. It's a new me. New attitude.
You know what? I don't believe in New Year's resolutions.
My New Year's resolution, I'm telling you, is to lose weight. Lose weight and gain it all back.
By February 1st.
By February 1st, my goal.
Well, I was looking, I was doing some research into New Year's and the origin of New Year's Day. So we go by the Gregorian calendar, which Julius Caesar passed. And January is after one of the Greek goddesses, Janus.
Joplin? Janis Joplin?
No.
No.
And prior to that, we went by the Nisan calendar, which was the Jewish calendar. And in that, technically, this isn't a new year if we go by that calendar. Because New Year's, they believed... Can you stop doing that with your teeth? I can hear you. It's so irritating.
Oh, man. Everything's irritating for you, huh?
No, no, just yeah. You.
It's just, oh, thanks, thanks. Is my breathing...
You just got a whiff of your breath, didn't you?
Oh, man.
See, that's what I got to put up with.
All right. I hear where you're coming from now.
Now, do you believe me? Now, the Nisan calendar, the Jewish calendar, You're doing it again.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you went.
No, yes. I think you're just hearing things.
No, I heard you.
Finish the story. Come on, just get on with it.
Come on, just let me finish. Goodness. They believe, technically, we are still.
Yeah?
We are still in 2019.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. Oh, you know what that sounds like? That crazy zombie from World War Z in the lab.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys have seen, yeah, it was that crazy scientist that was like, I remember that scene. That was a good movie.
That was.
It was really creepy. And anyhow, they believe that, I can't finish this. New Year starts in spring. That was my point.
Usually it does, yeah.
And it makes sense. You know, spring is a new beginning. You know how we have that term spring cleaning? And, you know, spring is when life renews.
Spring is in the air.
Exactly. No, love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
And flowers blossom, flowers bloom. So it makes sense if New Year's truly begins. Because, you know, this is all, it's all political game. You know what I mean? Like, when this holiday falls on this date, and why is that? And throughout time, you know, things have been changed so many times. So it's like, why January 1st? Why that year? Well, it turns out that it used to not be that way. And times were different. So technically, New Year's begins in March.
Technically, it does. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird. Interesting.
But because we go by the Gregorian calendar, we'll say Happy New Year's, you know? So we're all under the belief that it is 2020 now. So,
but what year is it really? What if we're living in the past or the future?
What if we are living in the past? I believe that we are living in the past.
Excuse me.
That is a great sneeze. It's so musical. It's so musical.
It's
when
just
sneeze.
The way I sneeze.
But here are all the crazy holidays for January of 2020. Now, January 6th. Ooh, you're going to love this one, Chameleon.
All right.
National Technology Day.
Ooh. I like it.
You're a tech guy, right?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Now, on that day, it's three different holidays, which is absurd. And it's also National Cuddle Up Day.
Cuddle up with your technology, right? Know your devices.
There you go. That's what you should do. Yeah. And the last holiday of January 6th, because there's three, National Thank God It's Monday Day. What?
Yeah, they killed it there.
Oh, okay. Because it's the first Monday of the year based off the calendar. All right. Okay. January 7th, it's National Bobblehead Day and National Tempura Day.
Temper or tempura?
Tempura.
Tempura Day.
Tempura Day. January 8th, oh my goodness. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 holidays.
These are actually holidays.
Yes.
I can get off work with these days.
No.
Oh, man.
It's only a silly excuse to post on your Instagram. That's all it is.
I see.
That's the only purpose this serves. Okay, so there are 5 holidays January 8th, and that's... What? I thought I just... Oh, okay.
You just repeated that.
No.
Start from
National,
the beginning.
No. January 8th, National Argyle Day.
Argyle?
Yeah. National Bubble Bath Day. National English Toffee Day.
Okay.
National Joy Germ Day.
Joy Germ Day.
I don't know what
joy
that is.
Joy to be germs? To have germs?
I guess. And
it's a joy to have germs.
National Winter Skin Relief Day.
Oh, what a relief. My skin is falling off.
It actually is. You got that thing on
hey.
Your hand. Right when you said that.
You jinxed.
Our
oh my goodness.
SKS Strange Chameleon.
Is there a ghost in here?
What is happening?
Right when you said my skin's falling off, the Strange Chameleon Show sign fell off the wall.
Oh, man.
so that's actually what's really falling off. That's funny. What are the odds it was right when you said my skin's falling off? Like a second later is when it fell off. StrangeChameleonShow.com, by the way.
Yo, check it out, StrangeChameleonShow.com.
I think my mic is a little too loud, by the way. Please fix these volume settings.
You think so?
Yes. Please bring me down a little bit. Thank you very much. January 9th. I'm just kidding. I'm going to go all the way through January 31st. No.
Keep going. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. So we do have 31 days. Oh, wow. I can't hear myself. Okay, there we go.
All right.
All right. So now on to you, Chameleon.
What about me?
What are the fun things you want to discuss?
Well, first of all.
Well, first of all.
This is the cajon.
See, a lot of people don't know what a cajon is.
Cajon is.
No, a lot of people don't know what a cajon is.
Yeah.
They don't know what it is. A music box, a riddle box.
I call it the riddle box, but it is a music drum box, which means caja in Spanish.
I know, I told you that.
And no, you didn't. This is all basic knowledge here.
No.
You can look it up on Urban Dictionary. It's there.
Urban Dictionary.
No, I'm just kidding. So, and this cajon is great because if you don't have, if you can't in certain areas, you can't play a drum set in your apartment, you can't play drums in your mama's basement or in your mama's house or whatever, you know, the case is, wherever you're at, you can get one of these and just play drums. It's awesome. And I've been performing this for a while. And it's amazing. It's great. And I'll teach you guys one of these times how to play this. But I definitely recommend you guys get one. Support the cajones out there.
Support the cajones out there.
The cajones.
Speaking of course, we're going to go ahead and get to the story. Like I said, we were invited by Priscilla Leone.
Priscilla, she does a show on here.
Yeah.
Here on LA Talk Radio. Yep.
Question and Reality.
Question Reality, that's right.
It's a good show on LA Talk Radio, and she's the one that invited us because she knew her cousin, I believe, the artist who they threw the party for, Amy Gilliam.
Uh-huh.
Micah. And now that's how, you know, we all just, it was a Hawaiian-themed party.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I would say that, yep. And what's happening? You okay? Do you need some water?
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
Was, yeah, we're getting into the deal here. So what had happened was, is...
What happened was, Chameleon, what's wrong with you? You're not with it. Come on.
I am with it.
Just come on.
Give me a minute here. All right.
Come on, this is your idea. Come on.
I know. Stop. Yeah, I know this is. I've been working on this for a while. No, I'm just kidding. No, basically. So, yeah, we had a great time. I mean, we met a lot of different people. It was great. And Jamie Foxx touched my box. That's right. So it was basically this is what had happened. All right.
Give us the chameleon rendition.
This
of
is
the
what
story.
Happened. This is what happened. Party was going a little flat, okay? And I brought the box, and me and Jamie were in his back music studio, and we were just hanging out. And I was like, man, you know, this party's kind of, you know, going a little flat here. Let me try to revive it a little bit, you know. And he's like, what are your suggestions? And I was like, bro, I got this, man. I'm going to bust a beat. You're going to play a little something, beatbox, what idea you want. And then I'll play it, and then we'll just play along, and then you bust the music after and so forth. And we'll just go along with it and just wing it. And then from there, that's exactly what happened. So, you know, everyone started to, like, you know, get pumped up. I was playing. And then he had this idea for a beat. We put it together. And, yeah, he touched my box, came around. He started to implement it onto the box. It was really cool. Really cool.
Okay, so that's not actually what really happened?
Why you gotta spoil it? No, that's not what happened. So we were in the studio, in the back studio. Music was already playing. And I came and started playing on the box along with everything, with the music that was already playing. And then it stopped. And then he started to beatbox something. And he's like, play this. And he was like, boom, boom, da, boom, da, boom, ba, boom, da, boom, ba, you know? And I was playing that, which I thought I was, but he was like, no, no. And he did it again, boom, da, boom, ba, boom, da, boom, ba, boom, da, boom, ba. And I was doing that on the box, and I was like, and he's like, no. So he came around. We have the video up on Instagram on our page, Strange Chameleon Show.
So this is what. This is the sound. This is the moment that he's talking about.
Try to.
Okay. Show me. Oh, we need his feet. I'm sorry. I'm trying to work on it. Okay.
That's exactly what I was playing before. I was playing that. And then he got all frustrated. We almost got kicked out. He got the security guys on me.
No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. But you were able to play your cajon, play music, which is what you love to do, and yes, it was a wonderful night.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
But you just had to make a song.
I mean, what wouldn't you make a song?
You just had to make a song, which we will play right before we say our goodbyes, our music jam closing.
Yes, we'll save it for the end.
And by the way, we had a fantastic Christmas holiday, and we spent it with some great people. It was beautiful. The holidays, because it was December holiday and then January 1st holiday. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful for that. You know, because it makes you wonder, there are just so many people out there that are on the street and, you know, around the holidays, suicide rates spike up.
Yeah.
So it's just, it makes it a bit more special to be around those that truly, genuinely care for you and have just a good atmosphere. Just good people.
Good energy,
exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day, and sometimes you don't always connect with your own family, and it's other people that are more like family. Because family knows no blood.
Say that part again?
Family, it's not just bound in blood.
Right.
Technically, yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a great time with people like that. Because, you know, families are crazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Family crazy. It's true.
Yeah. But there's also a little bit in the news that's going on is the Australian wildfires. Were you aware of that?
Australia?
Yeah.
Having some wildfire? No. Mm-hmm. No, my hometown.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's on fire? Oh, janky.
Yeah. Well, the Irwin family, because of course they continued the legacy of Steve Irwin, and they have saved over 90,000 animals they've treated.
Wow. That's
a
lot.
That is a whole lot. Many were injured in the wildfires, and they're working so hard. So if you have any time, you can go ahead and visit the site, or even, which is Wildlife Hospital in Australia, and you can follow Bindi Sue Irwin on Instagram and know, so you can know more a little bit about how to help out at Australia Zoo. Thankfully, there are no fires near the zoo.
That is good.
Yes, that is very good. Gosh, that would just be horrific if they were all so threatened.
Yeah, and they're all locked up. Like, they would have to release them into the wild somehow to free them if that was the case. That's something I would do and you would do, but I don't know if the sanctuary would. And I think they would lock them in and keep them in and then save themselves.
No, I think,
what do you think?
They would release them as a last case scenario.
Yeah.
But it's not the best because then you don't know where the heck they're going to go.
I think they're already chipped, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they are? Okay.
I think so. I think they're already, because it's like theirs and they're there. I don't know. It's like it would make sense to keep them just in case one does get lost or whatever. They can be able to find them and bring them back. So I think they're chipped.
But what a way to start the new year. And then
you
turn on the television and then there are these rumors about World War III going on. And
I've been hearing about that.
It's crazy. The same rumors that they told you when, you know, President Donald Trump got into this Twitter battle with the president of, what was it, North Korea? It's just, they're all rumors. And you know what? I feel like it's quite almost irresponsible for the media to even start this coverage before there is a legitimate, like, has anyone sent a legitimate threat? No. Maybe not yet. But there's, you know, there's just all these rumors, and it's the beginning of the year, and already it's off to that.
Yeah.
Let's just, can we just take a break, please?
Something about Trump that somehow we got in the mix of North Korea and
what happened recently is there was an airstrike that killed a prominent leader in the Middle East.
Yes. That's right.
And, but...
supposedly the U.S. did that, right?
No.
That they think.
No. It's confirmed.
It's confirmed that we did
Yes.
Okay.
But it's... I suggest that people do their research on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a new year. You don't need to just feed into this fear factory.
Right. Don't trust the media and all the people who are just saying all these different rumors. Go and do your due diligence and do your own research. And research what you know and what you can look forward to explaining at parties and conversations, you know?
Yeah. You can make sure you have the accurate story when you go to parties.
At these wine parties.
What kind of advice?
You know, people talk about stupid things. I'm just saying, at least you can sound smart.
Like you.
That's right. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm...
What's so
funny? I'm not laughing. You're laughing. There is a an author. He was just on Coast to Coast AM. Very, very interesting story here. He is an author. Donald Jeffries is his name. He was on Coast to Coast AM, which I love, by the way. I love that show. It's on AM 640 from 10 to 1 in the morning. But if you are a member, you can obviously download the show episodes when it's convenient on your time, so you don't have to stay up late, which is something that I used to do a while ago, years ago. I didn't know I had that option. So, yeah. But there is this author, Donald Jeffries, who will be releasing a book this month, Bullyocracy.
Okay.
It's called Bullyocracy: How the Social Hierarchy Enables Bullies to Rule Schools, Workplaces, and Society at Large. Bullyocracy by Donald Jeffries goes in depth with why things are the way they are and how the system actually protects these bullies at the schools. And one of the main, well, when you think of a school shooting, you know, my mind always goes to the Columbine shooting in which these two kids were bullied and bullied and bullied, and no one really did anything about it because even the staff saw them as these freaks, as these geeks, and, you know, they kind of took the side of the football players and what have you.
Right.
But, you know, there's no excuse for why something like this should take place and to take such action. It's terrible, but yet again, you know, you don't know what's going on in a person's mind. But originally he titled it Bully Nation, and then he changed the title because he saw another book with the same title.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Bully Nation. But Bully Nation is a book, actually, that only has stories of the past shootings and things like that.
Okay.
And worst case, bullying. Like, you know, there are kids that are being victim to bullicide. He's taught
bullicide.
Yes, bully. Where you?
Are we just making up words just with bullies?
No, he has mentioned this in terms of
bullicidness.
Children killing themselves because of bullying. You know, there are children that commit suicide.
No, that's true.
And
that's called bullicide.
Bullicide, right? Yeah. And an actor who played the actor that played Happy in Sons of Anarchy. Do you remember? That really intense guy.
Yeah.
And I believe you're the one that said he should have been the leader. Because he's the only one that would have gotten things straightened.
That's right. I remember
in
Happy.
Their place. So his
most dedicated.
His kid actually committed suicide due to bullying.
Wow.
Not too long ago. So, you know, it's definitely, and there are countless stories like these. So it's definitely an issue in our nation. And it's not just in schools, it's in workplaces, and it's even in families, you know?
Work, I think, not as much now, maybe in the past, but now because there's so much laws and restrictions, I mean, you can't really say anything without HR getting on you. So
now,
I don't think bullying is big in work areas, but definitely schools, because still, from what I've heard, is no one's doing anything around schools, the staff or the principal, counselors. I mean, everyone just kind of just redirects somebody until nothing, you know, something drastic happens and they're like, oh, shoot. And then they play victim. I notice. I never saw this coming. I didn't know this and that, you know, and everyone's at their defense. But no, you didn't do anything about the bullying. You didn't help anybody. You didn't stop it. You kept provoking it in some way by not doing anything, being silent. So now everyone's dead because of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the outcome. And it sucks. But I blame the schools for not doing anything about this. They need to step up and start taking action. And if they see a sign of bullying in the class or down the hall, you stop them. You talk to them and you say, this is not going to happen anymore. You guys need to stop this, all right?
Not playing around.
Not playing around this time. But, and the parents. The parents are not taking notice of the kids as much. I think they're like, oh, how's school? And if they're like, nah, it's okay. Awesome. Great. Well, guess what? You need to take out the trash. You need to do this. Blah, blah. And they just get right into chores and certain things. And they're like, okay. And come to find out they're hurting inside. You need to talk to them. You need to communicate with them and work with them and just figure it out. I mean, don't be so annoying to them that they're like, Mom, stop it. You're smothering. You get away and everything's fine. I promise. But you just communicate more with your children so they're not taking, you know, the father's rifle and killing people.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Please.
Please don't do that. Well, yeah, his book actually goes in depth as to how it's set up and why a lot of the time schools don't step in in all the loopholes and, as I mentioned, in the workplace as well, in society at large, as is included in the subtitle. So it's a really good book. Bully Nation is just mainly an account of all the stories that have been recorded, suicide, school shootings, not really in-depth research. And very, very good observation that he makes in his book.
Nice.
Yeah.
So would you like our fans to pick one up? Check it out?
If you like. And then
through Amazon?
While you're there, you can go ahead and also pick up Mina Knows.
That's right.
Mina, N-O-S-E, who it's on Amazon Kindle.
And Mina is M-I-N-A, right? It's
yes.
Not M-E-E-N-A.
No.
Don't look up Mina. It's M-I-N-A.
It's M-I.
It's all about me.
It's M-I-N-A-N-O-S-E. Mina Knows.
Tell us more about Mina Knows. What is it?
Story of a 9-year-old girl who is terribly bullied for the size of her nose. Has no friends, and she prays every day for friends and a happier, normal life. Then, suddenly, there's a kid that comes into her life at school who is becomes her friend, and she's befriended by him, unbeknownst to her, that he is actually the Prince of Darkness.
Ooh.
He develops an obsession with her nose for reasons that he only knows. And he wishes to devour her nose to use her power to rule once more. So that means he's done this before.
Once more?
Yes.
Oh.
One more snore.
One more snore. Like the s'mores that you make in... You know, in camp, right?
Not exactly, but he wishes to use
more. I got it.
He wishes to use his her power so that he can rule once more.
Gotcha.
And with time running out, she's got to find a way to defeat this prince to bring forth a message of God.
Mm-hmm. Most important.
Faith.
Yep.
To every troubled child that she meets along her journey. So Mina Knows does have the elements of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written in a great way that will provide children with self-esteem and belief in themselves and in God as well.
Interesting. And this is something that you wrote, correct?
And this is something that I wrote.
All right.
Thank you very much for pointing that out.
That's awesome. You've been working very hard on this, and I'm glad it's out there on Amazon. Pick up a book, and it is a paperback, softback.
It's on Kindle.
Kindle.
It's on Kindle for now, only $3.70 on Kindle, which is very, very economical. I wanted to make this under $5 on Kindle because... You know, there are families, I could have easily made it 10, you know, but there are families that are struggling to pay $5 of gas.
Yeah.
And that's a reality. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, I care more about children reading the book as opposed to making much money out of it.
Yeah. It's not about the money. It's just
about
the
message. Exactly. Yeah. It's a good book. I got a review, a very positive review from a longtime high school friend.
Wow.
Who actually burst into tears when she was reading it. And,
nice.
You know, I actually wrote it with, I envisioned the parents connecting to the book as well as the children when I wrote it. So that was it.
That's awesome. And look up on Amazon on Kindle Books. Mina Knows,
mm-hmm.
And it
and
will
pop
up.
You can also check out Donald Jeffrey's Bullyocracy, How the Social Hierarchy Enables Bullies to Rule Schools, Workplaces, and Society at Large. So there are two books, you know, one for adults and the other one for children that will help bring them hope. And it's told in a way that, you know, children can comprehend. So there you go. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. Woo! Yeah.
Yes. Now.
So.
On to the next topic.
That is right.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and do this.
Well, we got a couple more minutes.
No, we don't. We're good. Let's do it now.
Yep. Yep. No, not right now. We still got a couple more things, okay? It's at the end of...
Okay, so what do you want to discuss, Chameleon? You're not really giving me much.
Well, let's discuss a few things here that I think is key, okay?
Okay, we're going to talk about keys?
Yes. So...
They're brass.
Yeah.
You can open things.
Exactly. So
you can open locks.
You can open a lot of things with keys. And there's, I mean, you're mentioning about bullying. I was bullied just yesterday. And
by just an wasn't, old grumpy lady yeah. on the road.
No, there's times where I've been bullied in high school.
Oh, yes, you did tell me that.
Elementary. I was bullied quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I was pushed into a stall and with a black guy, and he just started punching me just out of nowhere. It just came out of nowhere.
Really?
Pushed into a stall, and I was punched, like, repeatedly, and then he walked out.
What?
And it was, like, no big deal, and I tried to tell the
teacher. Never knew about this. Yeah. Are you serious? I never knew about that.
The teacher didn't do anything. I was just like, hey, I couldn't really say anything because he was in the same mm-hmm. class as me. Mm-hmm. And it's like one of those things, if you snitch,
oh yeah,
you get stitched. So, you know?
No, it's snitches get stitches.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, okay. It's one of the two. And
yeah, that's the saying.
So teacher didn't do anything. I tried to mention, but she... A woman, right, doesn't pay attention and was not helping, being helpful at all. And, yeah, well, and it only happened once. But and then I was bullied in eighth grade by a seventh grader. But just in my defense, he looked really mean.
He was really big.
No, he was kind of small. All right, by a little person. Okay, I'm just saying he was very intimidating. Okay, the way he just came at me with his short torso and his little legs, and he was just like, and he came after me, I was like, ah!
That's a joke. That's a chameleon story joke.
No, but it was a guy, bald, he was a gang member kind of looking dude.
Oh, jeez.
And, but I fought him back. I fought him back, and we're, you know, and then he wanted to make some agreement. He's like, all right, every time I see you, I'm just going to punch you once, all right?
Oh, my gosh.
And you're
going
to allow this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Really?
I allowed it at first, and then I stepped up, and then I realized, I'm like, I have nothing to lose except an organ or something. Yeah. You know? So I'd rather just fight back, and I'm like, hey, bro, you're not going to punch me anymore. You're not going to bully on me. And I pushed him back, and he started to come after me, and then we kind of got at it, and then that was it.
Oh my goodness!
I don't remember the rest.
Well,
I woke up.
The one
month.
Where you get pushed into a stall is really bad. Oh man, how old were you when that happened?
Oh man, we're going back just last year.
No, really, how old
34.
How old were you?
No, this was seventh grade. So I was
maybe
11,
13,
12.
Maybe.
I got held back quite a bit.
No, that's...
So I was 10 years old. No, I'm just kidding. No, well, I was around that, 13, 12.
That's not being held back, actually.
I got held back as he was punching me, yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, no, that sounds terrible. But you see another example of how these schools don't really step in. So it is in the best interest of every parent to provide children with the tools that they need, such as... giving them books that can help them build their belief in themselves and their self-esteem and their faith as well. You know, for example, the books I mentioned, and then there are some other books out there. I honestly looked them up on Amazon and I cannot name other books that really tell the story in a way that children can grasp with elements of fantasy and elements that really help the heart believe. Some of the books on Amazon that are out there, the other ones of anti-bullying, is how to say no, how to say stop, you know. But that's, yeah, everybody knows about that, and guess what? It's not doing anything. So you have to go, you got to aim higher than that. You got to go based on something that, where the foundation of faith can be tapped into.
Yep.
You know, because ultimately that really helps a lot. And it's, you got to give children the tools to believe in themselves. That's really what it comes down to. Because you can't be with them 24/7 at these schools. You know, you're not with your kids
24/7. I know, you're at work or whatever.
And then they have to fend for themselves and carry themselves in a certain kind of way that lets other kids know, you're not going to do this to me. And then there are children that have been bullied so much that they're just down on themselves. They don't believe in themselves. You know, their self-esteem is terrible. And then that leads them to do drugs. I remember I knew a kid in high school who was bullied for being smart.
Really?
Yes. And then I noticed that he began getting bad grades. And then he started hanging out with gang members. And I think he joined a gang. I'm not sure, but it's really, really terrible. He was such a good kid, and he was so, so smart. And so you never know. Sometimes you're not even bullied because of a physical characteristic that you have, you know, like, oh, you're, you know, there are kids that are bullied for being too big, for having a certain kind of nose, etc. There's always something, right? But it's, yeah, not even necessarily something physical that kids can be bullied for. Sometimes it's just because they keep to themselves, they're quiet, and they just get good grades. And they just want to take that light away because their light has been taken away, maybe by abusive parents, etc., etc. It's just a vicious cycle.
It is.
It is. It is. But with that, now we are going to go ahead and get into the song of the hour.
Well, it's about that time.
It is about that time. Thank you so much for listening.
This is about bullying. No, I'm just kidding. No, I wrote this song, and just a short little song regarding Jamie Foxx. He touched my box, and I had to make a song about it.
Yes, here we go. Did. Of course you did.
My box, I was in shock. It was so unorthodox. He blew my socks right off. On Instagram, I'm blocked, but that's okay, cause I got the keys to all his locks. Jamie Foxx touched my box. Ooh, Jamie Foxx touched my box. Ooh, Jamie Foxx touched my box. Ooh, Jamie Foxx touched my box. And Jamie Foxx touched my box. Jamie Foxx touched my box. And Jamie Foxx touched my box. And Jamie Foxx touched my box. Jamie Foxx touched my box. Jamie Foxx touched my box. Oh, Jamie Foxx touched my box. And Jamie Foxx touched my box, 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 box.
I like the first version better.
Box, 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 box.
You know, you weren't pronouncing box towards the end. It sounded like Jamie Foxx touched something else.
Did it really?
Yeah, because you weren't really pronouncing box.
Jamie Foxx touched my ox. Jamie Foxx touched my box. Jamie Foxx touched my box.
Thank you very much all for
right,
listening.
If Jamie Foxx, remember this, all right? If Jamie Foxx touched your box, jam on!
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Have a strange night. Have a strange dream.
I don't want to say that anymore.
Oh, now you're cutting things off.
I don't want to say that anymore.
That is your slogan, Strange. All right. Have a good night. StrangeChameleonShow.com. Subscribe. Follow us on iTunes, Instagram, you name it. It's on there. Keep up. Let you know when the next party's at Jamie's, baby.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.